Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, wife, mother, and worker from Bismarck, North Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, a daughter of the Diocese of Sioux Falls and worker in student development at the University of Mary, shares what God has been doing in her life.
So today is the feast of the Apostle St. Matthew, and as I was reading through the readings today, I just thought they were all incredible, and I feel like I could talk for hours about them, but I'm not going to. But I think Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, really kicks off all of the passages well today, and he starts off by saying, "Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love." And then he goes on. And then, of course, we get to the gospel and we see the call of St. Matthew, this call that Paul was just talking about, where Jesus passed by, sees Matthew, the tax collector, and simply says, "Follow me." And Matthew just gets up and follows him. And of course, Jesus receives ridicule from the Pharisees just for saying, you know, why does he sit with tax collectors and sinners? And then Christ responds by saying, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do." And then later says, "I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." And a couple of weeks ago, I heard this great homily about how we often approach prayer or mass or whatever it is with almost as hesitancy to approach the Lord, run to the Lord, because we feel that we are so unworthy of his mercy and his love that we feel that we need to be changed and perfected before we can actually meet him, even though he's the one who's going to be doing the changing and the perfecting. And so he really solidifies this idea too when he when Christ says, "I did not come to call the righteous but sinners." And we see this with St. Matthew. I think it's beautiful. One of my favorite artists is Caravaggio, and in the Church of St. Louis, King of France in Rome, we see these three different paintings done by Caravaggio regarding the life of St. Matthew. And the first painting is of him being called to be a disciple of Christ. And then the second painting is of an angel inspiring him to write his gospel. And then the final painting is of his martyrdom. And I think it's beautiful to walk through that life of St. Matthew in those paintings. One, because the art is amazing, but two, because how much does that picture look like our lives? How much can we relate to that? I'm not a gospel writer. I don't think any of you are either. But how often are we sitting in this place of sin and things that we know are wrong, right? Like Matthew was a tax collector, which basically meant he was a cheater, a liar, a thief, everything else that goes with that. But Christ still came to him and said, "Follow me." And he did. And he left that behind. I'm sure he still sinned. I'm sure there were things that he still struggled with, like greed, whatever it was. But he still followed the Lord. And then we jump to this next painting and we see him being inspired to write the gospel. So Matthew, the evangelist, that was his calling to evangelize, was to write the gospels. But we are also all called to go out and evangelize in whatever context the Lord has invited us into. Maybe it's just by working at our secular job and just being a witness to Christ's love. Or maybe it's to be a youth minister or other people being a priest or religious, whatever that looks like. We have that same call to evangelize. So that's part of our story as well. And then we get to the end of his life that he was called to martyrdom. And likely, probably not a lot of us will be called to a true martyrdom like a lot of the apostles and the saints have seen. But we are all called to a sort of death to self. And from that comes our sanctification, just like through Matthew's death, dying for Christ, now he is a saint. So there's so much of Matthew's story that we can then pull to our own lives and say, where did I receive this call? What mess was I sitting in when he said, come follow me? And recognizing that we didn't have to be perfect when he called us to follow him. And as he continuously calls us to follow him, we don't have to be perfect because he knows that he can be the physician that we need. And then moving to the next step, Matthew the evangelist, the gospel writer, how are we called to evangelize? How am I supposed to share the gospel message with those in my life? And then moving on to say, what deaths do I need to die in order to be sanctified? And so to go back to what St. Paul said, he said, I urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received. And so he's challenging us to take what it is that we know we're supposed to do in all of our unworthiness, all of our sinfulness, and rise above that in order to answer the call that we have received by Christ. And so today I just want to invite you and also invite myself to reflect on truly where is it that I'm sitting right now and what's keeping me from saying yes when the Lord says, follow me. And then to what kind of evangelization and mission is he calling me to? It doesn't have to be anything big. It could be something just like praying for somebody in a specific moment or encountering somebody and helping them with something in a specific moment. It doesn't have to be going shouting from the rooftops and reading the gospels to everybody, you know? So actually reflecting on that, what does that mean for me to be on mission and evangelize in my own life? And then reflecting on what sorts of deaths do I need to die in order to be sanctified? So let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the witness of your apostle Matthew. We thank you for all of the men that you chose to follow you as your apostles and for how they witnessed to us how great you are willing to change our lives once we choose to follow you and the greatness that you have called us to. And Lord, we ask that you would give us the courage and the grace to overcome the obstacles that keep us from you, and that you would deepen our love for you, that ultimately our eyes are only focused on you and we do everything for your greater glory. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.